Good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best in a mixture of Chazonus and everything else. But for this week and next week, I'm going to be rebroadcasting two very, very special programs that I did about 20 years ago. Actually, this evening is a rebroadcast of a Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv davening, Friday night davening, that was presented on March 3rd, 1991, 20 years ago when I was on WSOU. The reason for this rebroadcast is that at the moment I'm in Israel, arrived this morning, I guess it was Monday morning, spent the day visiting our friends that who were kicked out of Gush Katif, and I'm on a very special AFSI, Americans for Safe Israel mission. It's called the Chizuk mission to Israel, which goes twice a year, and it's certainly very special. This evening, I guess it's a little earlier, as you're listening to this, we'll be at Ir David with the Moskowitz Zionism Award Ceremony. Tomorrow we'll be going to Hebron, Gush Etzion, and the Hebron Hills. Wednesday we'll be in Yerushalayim for Yom Yerushalayim. We'll be visiting the Temple Mount with Rabbi Richman. Next day we'll be in the Shomron, paying our respects to the Fogel family in Itamar. We'll be going to Ariel and so forth. We'll be spending Shabbos in Tzfat. And then next week, if all goes well, you'll be listening to another rebroadcast of a Shabbos davening. I'll tell you more about that in the future. In any event, let's get on with this very, very special program. As I said, it was first broadcast in March of 1991. It has become somewhat of a collector's item, and I know many of you will be listening to this program over and over again. So let's get right to the Friday evening Kabbalah Shabbos.
We begin the Kabbalah Shabbos with Yaakov Kusevitzky chanting the opening verses of Lechu Naranenah. Psalm Shir Lashem Shir Chadash is the Psalm Hashem Moloch Togel Ha'oretz. Let us next hear Zavol Kwartin chanting Shoma Vatismach Tzion. Zion will hear and be glad. This is part of Hashem Moloch Togel Ha'oretz.
Oh, hey.
Horton. The next psalm is Mizmur Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, from which we will hear Shmuel Vagoda singing Horiyu Ladashem Kol Haaretz. Shout praise to Hashem, all the inhabitants of the earth.
Horiyu Ladashem Kol Haaretz. Pitzko Peranenu Bezamero Pitzko Peranenu. Oh,
That was Shmuel Vigoda with Horiyu Hashem. Now we will hear Yitzchak Eshel with Hashem B'tzion Gadol. This is from Hashem Moloch Yirgazu Amim. Cantor Yitzchak Eshel with Hashem B'tzion Gadol.
Oh. Elokeinu ata nitam ata
Cantor Yitzchak Eshel with Hashem Betzion Gadol. We next come to Psalm 29, Mizmor LeDavid, Hovu LaHashem B'nei Elim, from which we find Kol Hashem Chotzev LaHavos Esh, the voice of Hashem strikes flames of fire. This will be chanted by Leib Glantz.
Ve yurhan ve galan
That was Leib Glantz with Kol Hashem. Next is the mystical prayer, Ono Bechoach, which will be sung in its entirety by Ben-Sion Kapov-Kagan. Ben-Sion Kapov-Kagan with Ono Bechoach. Next in the davening is the beautiful song L'cho Dodi, composed by the Kabbalist Rabbi Shlomo Halevi. The first selection we'll hear from L'cho Dodi will be Shmuel Malavsky and his family choir singing the first three stanzas, Shomer V'Zochor B'Dibur Achod, Likras Shabbos L'chuvin Elchor, and Mikdash Melech Ir Malucha, Shmuel Malavsky and Family Choir.
Le
was Shmuel Malofsky and his family choir with the first three verses. We'll hear another selection from L'cha Dodi. This is Yehoshua Weider singing the sixth stanza, Lo Sevoshi V'lo Sikalmi.
Oh,
cantor Yehoshua Weider with Lo Sevoshi. Following Lechod Odi is Psalm 92, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Let us next hear cantor Moshe Leib Erblich chanting Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos.
Simachta
Moshe Leib Erblich. We'll now listen to Gershon Sirota singing the closing verses of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, beginning with Ki Hine Oivecha Hashem. These words are most appropriate concerning recent events in the Middle East, and here's the translation. For behold, your enemies, Hashem, for behold, your enemies shall perish, dispersed, shall be all doers of iniquity. Gershon Sirota. was Gershon Sirota and choir. Next is Psalm 93, Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. Hashem will have reigned. He will have been robed in grandeur. We'll now hear Yesula Rosenblatt singing this in its entirety. Yesula Rosenblatt with Hashem Moloch, and I'm very pleased to have with me once again for his weekly commentary, Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Avat Zion, 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi.
Good evening, Charlie. Lashon of Kisiso, which we read yesterday, the Jewish people goes through a very dangerous moment which threatens the very survival of Israel. 40 days after they receive the Torah and promise to obey it, they become panicky because of a delay in Moses' return and worship a golden calf, proclaiming, "This is your God that brought you out from Egypt." The Almighty tells Moses that he's going to destroy the Jewish people and start a new nation from the seed of Moses. Moshe appeals to the Almighty in the following words, "Zechor le'Avrom Yitzchok u'Yisrael avodecho." Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, or Jacob, your servants, that you have sworn to them by your name, and you have spoken to them, "I will multiply your seed like the stars of the heavens, and this whole land which I have promised, the whole Oretz Hazeis Asher Omarti, I will give to your children, and they shall inherit it forever." In other words, Moshe reminds the Almighty of his oath, which was not limited to a small fraction of the Jewish people, Moshe's descendants, and at the very same time he stresses the oath regarding the land of Israel, that it involves the whole land which was promised to our people. This passage has deep meaning for our present situation. The whole world has in the last 6 weeks seen the miracles that have shielded the population of Israel from the threat of serious casualties which the enemy had hoped to inflict on them. At the same time, General Schwarzkopf himself has spoken of the miraculous success of the Operation Desert Storm, which has defeated and humiliated the Haman of our day, who has threatened to destroy Israel. If we are taught from the non-Jewish world about pressuring Israel to give independence or autonomy to those who have been dancing on the roofs when the Scots were destroying Jewish homes, it is because we have our own weaklings who are coaxing the victors to put pressure on Israel. It is ironic or even tragic that the same elements who are accomplices to the tragic wave of intermarriage and assimilation which is threatening diaspora Jewry are the ones who are willing to risk the lives of our brethren in Israel by importing camouflaged scuds into an independent West Bank. And this is the gist of Moses' strong message, that the entire Jewish people must survive and inherit the entire land of Israel. Let us pray that the Almighty, who has in such an open, miraculous way saved us from our enemies, will now save us from our so-called friends, from within and from without. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon, Congregation Avat Zion at 421 Borden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey.
Well, that's 20 years ago, Rabbi Shalom Gordon of blessed memory, and Ein Chadash Tachet Hashem, there's nothing new under the sun. The words were wonderful, and he was such a wonderful person. Okay, here we are 20 years later. We just finished the first part of this two-hour special of the Friday night davening. And get ready for the second hour. That will begin with Pierre Pinchuk's Rosa de Shabbos. This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this so far. As I mentioned, I had to pre-record this. Presently, I am in Israel, and God be willing, I'll be back and with you in 2 weeks from tonight. Of course, next week, as I mentioned, will be a Shabbos davening. Also, that was done 20 years ago. I might add that the arrangement of this entire production was done by my dear friend Yossi Beer, And again, I thank him for all the great help that he has given me in learning more about the Chazanis, and for his help in my programming of the Chazanis. So stay tuned for the second hour. Shalom, everyone.